Good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to today's rather unusual episode.
G'day, mate. Ready for something a bit different today?
Hello, everyone. I am so happy to be here with you today. It's going to be a beautiful time. No?
Unit.podcast initialized. Commencing audio.transmission.
If you're confused right now, perfect. That's exactly the reaction we're going for. Welcome to Us and Tomorrow. I'm your host, Belinda Chen, speaking to you today through the magic of artificial intelligence. What you're hearing right now is my voice, or rather, a digital clone of my voice, generated entirely by AI. Now, you might notice something's a bit off. Maybe the accent isn't quite right, or there's something subtly uncanny about the intonation. That's because this voice clone was trained by a tiny piece of recording of my voice. But here's the fascinating part. I'm not speaking these words. I'm typing them, and an AI is speaking them in what it believes is my voice. Meanwhile, my actual throat is getting a well-deserved rest. Today, we'll look into AI voice synthesis and the technology that's making this conversation possible, and ask some pretty profound questions about what it means when machines can speak with our voices. We'll explore 11 Labs, the company that's revolutionizing how we think about synthetic speech. We'll understand the science behind voice cloning, and we'll grapple with the implications of a world where any voice can say anything. We also give credit to 11 Labs for the voice generation of this episode.
So, buckle up. This is going to be a journey through cutting-edge technology, fascinating science, and more than a few existential questions about identity, authenticity, and the future of human communication.
Founded in 2022 by Pyotr Domkowski and Mati Staniszewski, 11 Labs emerged from a simple but powerful observation. Most text-to-speech technology sounded robotic, unnatural, and frankly, pretty terrible. Traditional TTS systems relied on concatenative synthesis, essentially stitching together pre-recorded phonemes and words. The result? That characteristic, choppy, monotone delivery we all associate with early GPS systems and accessibility tools. 11 Labs took a radically different approach. Instead of piecing together sounds, they built neural networks that could understand the emotional context, speaking style, and natural rhythm of human speech. The result isn't just intelligible, it's genuinely expressive. The platform offers several core features that have made it a game changer in the industry.
First, there's speech synthesis, the basic text-to-speech functionality. But this isn't your grandfather's TTS. 11 Labs can adjust emotion, speaking style, and even add pauses and emphasis in contextually appropriate places.
Then there's voice design, the ability to create entirely new voices from scratch. You can specify age, gender, accent, and personality traits, and the AI will generate a unique voice that matches your specifications. Notice how robotic and English and tired I sound.
Projects and history features let you organize your work and maintain consistency across long-form content. And the API integration means you can embed this technology into your own applications, which is exactly what I'm doing right now to generate the different voices of this entire podcast. Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Or should I say, the voice in the room. Voice cloning is perhaps the most fascinating and controversial feature of modern AI voice synthesis. For this podcast, I uploaded a small sample of my own voice. The result is what you're hearing now, recognizably me, but not quite me. But the AI tried hard. It was trying to find patterns across these variations to create a kind of average or quantified version of my voice. The process begins with audio pre-processing. The system analyzes the uploaded samples for various acoustic features, fundamental frequency patterns, formant characteristics, timing and rhythm patterns, and what's called vocal tract configuration, essentially the unique shape of your mouth, throat, and nasal passages as revealed through your speech.
What's particularly interesting is that the AI isn't just copying sounds, it's learning the underlying patterns that make your voice uniquely yours. This includes things like prosodic patterns, how you naturally emphasize words and phrases, phonetic tendencies, how you pronounce specific sounds, emotional expression, how your voice changes when you're excited, thoughtful, or uncertain, and breathing patterns and natural pauses.
The quality of voice cloning depends heavily on the input data. The samples need to be clean, diverse in content, and representative of your natural speaking patterns. Too much background noises and the AI struggles to isolate your voice characteristics. Too little variety in the samples and the clone sounds robotic or limited in range.
Yeah, just like in this one.
This is where we need to address the obvious ethical concerns. Voice cloning technology can be used to create deepfake audio, making it sound like someone said something they never actually said. This has implications for everything from fraud to misinformation to consent and privacy.
To understand how AI voice synthesis works, we need to dive into the underlying science. At its core, human speech is an incredibly complex acoustic phenomenon involving precise coordination between our respiratory system, vocal cords, and articulatory organs. When you speak, your vocal cords vibrate at specific frequencies, creating what's called the fundamental frequency or pitch. But that's just the beginning. As air passes through your vocal tract, your throat, mouth, and nasal cavities, it creates resonances at specific frequencies called formants. These formants are crucial for speech perception. The first two formants, F1 and F2, largely determine which vowel sound we hear. The higher formants contribute to the overall timbre and recognizability of your voice. Your unique vocal tract shape creates a distinctive formant pattern that's as individual as a fingerprint. Traditional speech synthesis tried to model these physical processes directly. Articulatory synthesis attempted to simulate the movement of the tongue, lips, and jaw. Formant synthesis tried to generate the right formant frequencies mathematically.
But neural networks took a completely different approach. Modern neural text-to-speech systems use what are called sequence-to-sequence models. These networks learn to map text input to audio output by training on massive data sets of paired text and speech. They don't need to understand the physics of speech production. They just need to learn the statistical patterns that connect written words to spoken sounds. Breakthrough came with attention mechanisms and transformer architectures. These allow the network to focus on different parts of the input text when generating different parts of the audio output. This is crucial for handling things like punctuation, emphasis, and the natural rhythm of speech. 11labs uses what's called a multi-speaker neural vocoder. The system first converts text into a linguistic representation, understanding not just what words to say, but how they should be emphasized, paced, and emotionally colored. Then a vocoder converts this representation into raw audio waveforms. The voice cloning aspect adds another layer of complexity. The system needs to disentangle speaker-independent linguistic content from speaker-specific vocal characteristics. It learns to represent what is being said separately from who is saying it. This is accomplished through something called speaker embedding, a mathematical representation of vocal characteristics that can be applied to any linguistic content. Think of it as a digital fingerprint of your voice that can be used to paint any text with your unique vocal characteristics.
Let's get into the technical nitty-gritty. Modern neural TTS systems typically consist of several components working in concert. First, there's the text encoder. This component processes the input text, handling things like abbreviation expansion, number normalization, and phonetic transcription. It also analyzes the text for contextual clues about emphasis, emotion, and speaking style. The acoustic model takes this processed text and generates a spectrogram, essentially a visual representation of how the audio should sound over time. This is where the magic happens. The network has learned to associate textual patterns with acoustic patterns. Spectrograms show frequency content over time, but they're not audio yet. That's where the vocoder comes in. The vocoder converts the spectrogram into actual audio waveforms that can be played through speakers. Early vocoders were relatively simple, but modern neural vocoders like WaveNet, WaveGlow, and HiFiGAN can generate incredibly high quality audio that's nearly indistinguishable from human speech.
Well, hi, this is me again. This is Belinda Chim, who is slightly sick. And, you know, as you can hear, AI-generated voice cannot yet be indistinguishable from human speech. And, well, as you can sort of hear from this model that I have cloned of my own voice, the accent is sort of peculiar because sometimes it shifts from, you know, sort of English and then to American, then to, you know, Australian, which is, you know, quite shocking. And I definitely don't think it is representative of my own voice. But anyhow, it would be interesting to compare my real voice to my cloned voice. And let's get back to the topic.
For voice cloning, there's an additional component, the speaker encoder. This network analyzes reference audio samples and extracts a speaker embedding, a mathematical representation of that person's vocal characteristics.
The speaker embedding is then used to condition the acoustic model, essentially telling it, generate this text as if it were spoken by this specific person. The quality of the clone depends on how well the speaker encoder can capture and represent the unique characteristics of the target voice. One of the most challenging aspects is handling the temporal dynamics of speech. Human speech isn't just about getting the right sounds, it's about timing, rhythm, and the subtle variations that make speech sound natural and expressive. This involves modeling things like co-articulation, how sounds influence each other when spoken in sequence, prosody, the rhythm, stress, and intonation patterns of speech, emotional expression, how vocal characteristics change with different emotions, speaking style, the differences between reading, conversing, and presenting.
As AI voices become more sophisticated, we encounter what researchers call the uncanny valley of speech synthesis. This is the point where artificial voices become almost, but not quite, indistinguishable from human speech.
Hi, this
you might
is
be
my
experiencing
real voice.
This right now,
this is her voice.
Listening to my cloned voice. It sounds like me, but there's something subtly off. Maybe the rhythm isn't quite right, or certain words don't have the emphasis I would naturally give them. Our brains are incredibly sensitive to vocal cues. We can detect minute variations in speech that indicate emotion, health, age, social status, and countless other factors. When AI voices get most of these cues right but miss subtle details, it creates an uncanny feeling. This is partly because current AI systems excel at modeling the statistical patterns of speech, but still struggle with the deeper semantic and pragmatic aspects of human communication. They can generate words that sound right, but they don't always understand the full context and intention behind those words. Interestingly, the uncanny valley effect varies significantly between individuals. Some people are much more sensitive to artificial speech than others. Factors like musical training, language background, and even age can influence how readily someone accepts synthetic voices as natural. This thus raises questions about authenticity and identity. If an AI can clone your voice well enough to fool most people, what does that mean for the concept of vocal identity? Are our voices truly unique?
Is my voice
or
truly
are they just
unique?
Complex patterns that can be learned and replicated?
Or are they just complex patterns that can be learned and replicated?
The applications for AI voice synthesis are vast and rapidly expanding. In entertainment, voice cloning allows for dubbing, character voices in games, and even posthumous performances by deceased actors or musicians. For accessibility, this technology is revolutionary. People who have lost their voice due to illness or injury can now use their own cloned voice with communication devices. Children with speech disorders can practice with systems that sound like them.
In business, AI voices are transforming customer service, creating personalized audio content, and enabling new forms of human-computer interaction. Imagine audiobooks read in the author's own voice, or educational content delivered by virtual teachers with consistent, engaging voices. For content creators like podcasters, AI voices offer new possibilities for multilingual content, consistent narration across long projects, and the ability to create content even when physically unable to speak.
But with great power comes great responsibility.
The same technology that can help people communicate can also be used for deception. Voice cloning raises serious questions about consent, fraud, and the spread of misinformation. Consider the implications. If anyone can create a convincing audio recording of anyone else saying anything, how do we maintain trust in audio evidence? How do we protect people from having their voices used without permission? The legal side is still catching up to the technology. Questions of intellectual property, right of publicity, and defamation law all become more complex when applied to synthetic voices.
There are also privacy concerns. Voice data is highly personal. It can reveal not just identity, but also health status, emotional state, and other sensitive information.
How do we protect this data when it's used to train AI systems?
Looking ahead, the technology will only become more sophisticated. We're moving toward AI voices that can capture not just the sound of speech, but the personality, emotion, and even the thinking patterns behind it. Future developments might include real-time voice conversion, changing your voice as you speak, emotional voice synthesis that can convey complex feelings, even multilingual voice cloning that preserves your vocal identity across different languages.
We're also seeing integration with other AI systems. Imagine AI assistants that don't just understand what you say, but how you say it, and can respond with appropriate emotional tone and vocal characteristics. The technology is also becoming more democratized. What once required expensive equipment and technical expertise can now be accomplished with a smartphone app and a few minutes of training data.
Hi, this is your host, Belinda Chin again, the real Belinda Chin. As we reach the end of this journey through the world of AI voice synthesis, it's worth reflecting on what we've learned and where we're heading. We have explored the technology behind 11 Labs and voice cloning, looked into the science of speech synthesis, and grappled with the implications of a world where any voice can say anything. As this technology becomes more prevalent, we'll need to develop new norms, new legal frameworks, and new ways of thinking about authenticity and trust in digital communications. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of AI voice synthesis. Whether you're hearing my actual voice or my digital clone as you listen to this, the ideas and curiosity behind these words are genuinely mine. Until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember that the most advanced technology is still no substitute for authentic human connection and understanding. Well, unless my voice is sick. And this has been Us and Tomorrow by Belinda Chin. Thank you for listening.